This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
Being an environmental advocate and nature spirit, I don't like to create waste that can harm our beautiful planet, so I reuse as much as I can. I actually reuse the rubber bands that hold my green onions from the health food store, you know, so that I can squeeze out every drop of my bamboo salt toothpaste. My husband goes crazy when I want to save another empty glass jar, and I can't live without my reusable bamboo utensils, which includes a set of chopsticks. You know, they go everywhere with me because I really get bothered when those one-time use chopsticks are given to me. Now, I'm also a big fan of do-it-yourself creations to minimize waste and energy usage, which is why I'm so excited to introduce our next guest today. And it's the do-it-yourself queen and the New York Times best-selling author of Gorgeously Green, Sophie Iuliano. Welcome, Sophie. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Let's jump right in. I mean, do-it-yourself creations. I watch those videos on YouTube all the time. And I was so excited when I got to see on the Hallmark Channel, online, hallmarkchannel.com, to see that you've got a show every week. And you do such great things. And I want our audience to share with that you can share that there's a lot you can do on your own.
There is. Well, yes. Yeah, so the show is called Home and Family. And it's on every day, Monday through Friday, on the Hallmark Channel. And I'm on once or twice a week. And I do a lot of DIYs, all related to, which is right up your street, to healthy living. So I do everything from DIY skincare to cooking, to making your own cleaning supplies. So I'm really into to making your own things when you can, because A, it saves money. B, and more, most importantly, it's kind of healthier because you know exactly what you're putting into something. So that's really my passion. So that's where I can be found almost every week on either on, you know, my YouTube or on Home and Family, which is a blast.
Well, let's talk about the things that you love the most. I mean, what are the most, I would say the things that people are really excited about making on their own. I'm sure you get a lot of comments. What do you like to make?
Okay, so I don't even know where to start, to be honest, because there's so many. I'm sort of...
Let's actually start with like our health. So I know you've made do-it-yourself mouthwash. I mean, things about like that, and even home care for your face and stuff like that.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
So what I do is, you know, one of the things that I'm very serious about is skincare and beauty and anti-aging beauty, because, you know, I, like anybody else, I love beautiful skincare products, gorgeous anti-aging skincare products that really work, you know, because I think that the thing that a lot of women fear is that if you make your own
Hello,
can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. I've got, for some reason, a little glitch there. Sorry about that. Go on.
So I think that what a lot of women fear is that if they make their own, they're not going to be as effective. But that absolutely is not the case. So one of my most popular YouTube videos is on vitamin C serum. So what I do is I show you how to make, and it's so simple and so inexpensive, a very, very potent vitamin C serum, which is really one of the most anti-aging things that you can put on your face every day. So that's exciting. So I do but I do tons of different skincare. I do all kinds of different serums using natural organic oils. Every single thing I do has absolutely nothing toxic in it. So skin loving, body loving, healthful ingredients. So that's a big part of what I love to do is the skincare. But then you also mentioned the mouthwash and the toothpaste and whatnot, because those particular items and a lot of personal care items contain a lot of toxic ingredients typically when we buy them from the grocery store or the drugstore. So I like to keep it simple. I like to keep it healthy. And things like mouthwash, toothpaste, facial toners, scrubs, lotions are so easy to make yourself, and they're effective, and you just save so much money. So it's win-win.
Tell me, what are the active ingredients for your mouthwash? Because I don't ever buy those mouthwash from even the health food stores, because it's just drying in the mouth. What is your active ingredient that can clean the mouth and keep it fresh?
Well, you see, what I use is, so those ones at the store, a lot of them are going to have alcohol in them, which is crazy because, you know, alcohol can be swirling around your mouth. It can be linked to all kinds of things, including sort of oral cancer. So that I avoid. And also they have dyes and additives and all kinds of things in them and flavoring. So my active ingredients are, I've done a number of different recipes, but one of them would be, I would use aloe vera juice, which is a soothing and hydrating and cleansing. I'll put some witch hazel in there. I'll use tea tree oil, which is antibacterial. I'll use a little bit of peppermint essential oil, which is also antibacterial and obviously tastes delicious. In some of them, I'll use a little bit of xylitol, which is a sugar alcohol naturally occurring, and that prevents cavities. So there's all kinds of different things that I put in there to make it taste delicious and also give it these active properties, which are pretty much better than anything you can buy at the store.
Of course. I mean, using all natural is what I love as well. But do you recommend like a recipe, or should we just kind of experiment and do it ourselves, figuring out what the taste that we like and experiment ourselves, as long as we use the ingredients that you just talked about, being that it's more natural?
Yeah, you can. Look, with some things, with like mouthwash, you can absolutely experiment yourself. So, you know, for the listeners, I would say just get yourself a big old thing of you can get it from actually a lot of grocery stores now, of aloe vera juice. Make sure it's organic and have that be the sort of base of it. And then you would do 50-50 with distilled water. So, you know, let's say 1 cup of aloe vera juice, 1 cup of distilled water. And then from there, you can start adding in your essential oils. You know, as I said, the peppermint and the tea tree, maybe 5 drops of each. And then you can add a little bit of witch hazel. And so that, yes, you can experiment. You can't go too wrong with that. With skincare, I would say you definitely want to follow one of my recipes to the T, because that, you don't want to go wrong with that and waste your money on those ingredients.
Right, right. I mean, I've got a skincare company called Purigenics, and it's all natural ingredients. And, of course, as least amount of any type of chemical, so that least, I mean, you know, when it comes to skincare, you need to use a little bit of preservatives. But if you make it literally your own vitamin C serum, which I actually want to try because I want to see, gosh, how long does it last? You know, we got to make sure that when you do use it, you got to make sure that you're not going to also have any forms of bacteria or fungus growing on that, right?
Oh, yeah. No. The vitamin C is, I sort of talk an awful lot about how unstable vitamin C is as typically as an active. And it oxidizes very, very quickly. So I make sure that you make it almost every other day. And you might think, well, I can't do that. But you actually do, because it's so simple. You just add, you know, water-soluble L-ascorbic acid, which is very inexpensive to buy, to a little bit of aloe vera gel or aloe vera juice, and you're done. And you get it straight onto your skin in its most potent and most active form. That is the most effective way and the least expensive way to use your vitamin C.
Oh, I love that. Aloe vera gel. It's one of the most wonderful nature's gifts. Oh gosh. You know what? I wish I could have you stay longer right now. We're going to get going, but I'll tell you, thanks so much for coming on, Sophie. Now, the website is called hallmarkchannel.com, and it's the home and family. You can also look up sophieuliano.com for all of her other videos. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.